This is Art Van Horn, ABC New York, with the latest news from ABC Radio. In the top of the news, the astronauts' own story, Saigon demonstrations against Cauquy. In a moment, details.
The year was 1904, when people preferred home cooking. That's the year Campbell's Soup Company introduced their canned pork and beans with Campbell's special tomato sauce. Folks had to admit they had real home-style goodness. Today, Campbell's pork and beans are still made with that special tomato sauce, and folks who know their beans still go for Campbell's. Campbell's pork and beans, an American tradition since 1904.
And the news? The trouble was indeed with a short circuit in the number 8 thruster of the Gemini 8 spacecraft. That's the word from the astronauts themselves, Neil Armstrong and David Scott. And at one time they did feel that the hookup of the spacecraft and the Agena target vehicle was in danger of breaking up. At a news conference at Houston's Manned Spacecraft Center within the past few minutes, astronauts Armstrong and Scott said they got into a spin that did not totally disorient them, so they were able to concentrate on just the necessary controls to get out of trouble. Then, with their re-entry fuel down to a precious small reserve, they heard the command to come down. Our ABC microphones in Houston, as Neil Armstrong said.
The retrofire, fortunately, was located close to Kano, Nigeria station, and we were able to hear the people in Houston counting down for retrofire. We heard them count 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. And we lost them. But we kept counting, fired the retros on time.
And both Armstrong and Scott were full of compliments for the prompt rescue performed by the parachutists and the destroyer Leonard Mason. In Saigon, for the first time since Nguyen Cao Ky has been premier, Buddhist discontent with his government has been shown by demonstrations in the capital streets. Some 2,000 Buddhist teenagers marched in the streets after a huge rally. And at the same time, the most powerful Catholic leader in Vietnam condemned the government, charged that it is worse than the dictatorial government of Diem. On the ground, U.S. Marines went ashore at the mouth of the Saigon River in an effort to clean out Viet Cong, who have tried to sink ships and block the channel to the capital. Trouble on the border between Thailand and Peking, or rather Peking-oriented Cambodia. Thailand says that Cambodian troops crossed the border, opened fire on Thai police posts. Moscow is patting itself on the back today. Delegations from both North Vietnam and North Korea have ignored Red China's boycott, have arrived in Moscow for the Congress of the Soviet Communist Party. A snow belt from the northern plains east to New England. In some sections, the fall is light, but driving is hazardous. Some areas near Chicago report 3 inches and more to come. 4 below 0 in Duluth, Minnesota this morning. Maybe the price of shoes won't go up so much after all. Industry leaders have been meeting with the President's Council of Economic Advisors. There's an indication that the government's move to shut off some exports of hides and keep the leather here will increase supplies enough to hold down the price. A 2-day Poor People's Convention is in the works for Washington, D.C. next month. It's a meeting called by the Citizens Crusade Against Poverty, an organization financed largely by the AFL-CIO to act as a spur to the federal anti-poverty program. This is ABC News.
I've done it again.
Done what again?
Come out without cigarettes.
Well, here, try one of mine.
Ah, oh, that's okay.
Here, try one of mine. Have a Salem.
Salem, it's the menthol cigarette that refreshes your taste for you. Salem, it's the menthol cigarette all of America's turning to. When you buy a menthol cigarette, don't take anything but the best. Salem. It's the menthol cigarette, the one brand that outsells all the rest.
Try one of mine.
Turn to Salem, for the taste that's springtime fresh.
You've been listening to the latest news from ABC Radio. This is Art Van Horn, ABC New York.
You're behind the sports scenes with Chris Schenkel. Weekdays on the ABC Radio Network.